The Greens will command the balance of power in the Senate from Friday. And today, at the National Press Club, their leader Bob Brown told how they plan to wield that power. Ashley Hall reports.
On the verge of taking on the balance of power in the Senate, Bob Brown used a National Press Club address to outline exactly the sort of Australia he would like to see.
As the Dalai Lama pointed out here in Canberra just a fortnight ago, being rich in the pocket is no certainty for being rich in the spirit. Feeling good about who we are and what we're achieving, having a vision for a safer, happier planet, is the real key to national pride and fulfilment.
In a wide-ranging speech, he asked where in modern Australia's political and corporate leadership is the vision, optimism and drive to lead the world.
How is it that 80% of Australians want laws for euthanasia, the right of the individual to die with dignity, and for equal marriage, yet the Labor Party and Coalition are blocking both?
And he dismissed those who argue the Greens are a party outside of the mainstream. He pointed out that along with 9 senators, the Greens have a representative in the lower house, and the party is prolific in other layers of government too.
Around Australia, there are 24 more Greens in state and territory parliaments, including 2 ministers and a speaker, and more than 100 Greens are in local government, including several mayors and deputy mayors. We have more than 10,000 party members. And last year, more than 1.6 million Australians voted one Green.
Senator Brown also railed against Australia's uranium exports, called for a sovereign wealth fund, a ban on fast food advertising to children, and the establishment of a global government.
And overarching all of this, the Greens have put a carbon price and clean energy on the nation's political agenda. I remain confident that we, Labor, and the Independents can achieve an agreement to tackle global warming in the next couple of weeks.
As for Tony Abbott's commitment that he'll oppose the carbon tax in opposition and repeal it if he wins government, Senator Brown insists he'll get no help from the Greens.
While ever we're drawing breath in the Senate, we will defend the outcome unless it can be improved in terms of tackling climate change and making more secure the future of this country and this planet.
On the latest stop in his anti-carbon tax tour of the country, Mr. Abbott dismissed Senator Brown's speech as a braggathon.
Basically, we had Senator Brown saying, look, what this government is doing is all at the behest of the Greens, and things are just going to be even more so come the 1st of July when the Greens take over the Senate as they see it. So I think we had a very good example today of how Julia Gillard might be in office, but Bob Brown is in power.
But it's the research Senator Brown has released looking at foreign ownership in the mining industry that sparked the biggest reaction. It's found 83% of Australian mining companies are foreign-owned, with more than $50 billion in profit set to flow overseas in the next 5 years. The report has enraged the Chief Executive of the Minerals Council of Australia, Mitch Hook.
Over 50% of our export revenue is generated by this industry. That's not a bad platform for taking us through the global financial crisis and continuing to grow the economy. That's what we ought to be celebrating, not this sort of politics of xenophobia.
You know, when you're in difficulty maintaining a debate in public, go for the person. And Mitch Hook's a pretty poor example of that tactic. What we're engendering here is a bit much better informed public debate.
Senator Brown wants the government to strengthen its mining tax to deliver more assistance to sectors of the economy that are struggling while mining booms. But criticism of his plan is not just coming from the mining industry. The Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson, has this advice.
I simply say to Bob, if it's good enough for renewable energy companies from overseas to invest in Australia, then it's good enough for them to also invest in LNG, coal, nickel, copper, uranium or whatever. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
And the Prime Minister insists on the mining tax at least. She is not for turning.
I am determined that we will legislate the minerals resource rent tax as I shaped it in my first few days as Prime Minister.
That's despite a Senate inquiry panning the tax deal she struck. A coalition-dominated committee has found the proposed tax will reduce Australia's international competitiveness and will give an unfair advantage to the 3 biggest miners.
Ashley Hall.